Thank you. You are very right in raising this issue. And it is a reality more and more as life is changing. I mean, I find it very weird to say retirement now at 62, 65. My mom is 70 and she's still a force to beckon. So we are obliged within employment to, yes, we have to depart. Let's face it, we don't have a choice, most of us. So that is something we cannot argue with. So the energy goes either in being annoyed and angry at the fact that this is imposed on us, because it is. Many of us probably would still want to work, and we like the salary. The salary is good, and it helps us give a life to our loved ones. Very true. The reality is different. So yes, we do need to plan very much ahead. The moment we have children, we have added responsibility. There are different levels of approaching this. At an organizational level, that's not our office, of course. We raise issues and we raise them in the right quarters, but I don't think we have any power to change the systemic decisions. Our role is to support people facing what they cannot change, which is the situation that you rightly mentioned. We still have lots of obligations. Now again, I think our energy needs to go into what we can actually do. And that's why we try and do these kinds of also introductions as soon as possible. We die, thankfully, much later nowadays. So I think it is, as my colleagues mentioned, the identity. I think it's really important to know what we are capable of. I think we need to start from there. And there is a tendency sometimes that in the UN, you are an economics affairs officer. You know, you are your functional title. No, we put an index number. First, you're an index number, and then you're a functional title. We're not just that, you know. And I think this is a bit also a problem in the organization, that we don't necessarily focus on what else we can do. Because, yes, we still need to continue working. Not just because we would like to continue developing our skills, but sometimes because we really have to, because we have financial obligations. So in terms of what support my office gives, it's this, that let us help find out what our resources are, because we cannot make the big changes up there, not at our level, even if we agree with them. We believe in enforcing, empowering each person to really have a meaningful life. So yes, if we can help in terms of helping you find out what you want to do, what you can do, what you cannot do, and at the end of the day, how you actually deal with the stress at what remains. We are all faced with situations that we have no power over. Maybe because I'm still in the system, mine would be different. Yours would be the same as mine, and an edit difficulty because of the financial restraint. Of course, granted, not arguing that. So please, do use people like us that don't just focus on what you can do, you know, and solutions. We are very good at finding solutions normally. What I think we can support you in is, let's have an exploration of what works for you personally and how you can expand your horizon in the real context we are in. I hope this slightly supports you, not solve or answer your question, madam. I understand that this situation is a reality. But I do hope that you do benefit from what we can give you by walking alongside with you and reflecting with you on your options and your limitations as your life is. Thank you.